If you bring him, you'll have to go on taking what you need from me, Ted said. His voice was very quiet but very strong. Bobby hugged him as tight as he could and shut his eyes. He didn't want to look at the low men, not ever again. The worst thing about them was that their touch was like Ted's, in a way. It opened a window. But who would want to look through such a window? Who would want to see the tall, red-lipped scissor shapes as they really were? Who would want to see the owner of that red eye? You're a breaker, Ted. You were made for it. Born to it. And if we tell you to break, you'll break, by God. You can force me. I'm not so foolish as to think you can't. But if you leave him here, I'll give what I have to you freely. And I have more to give than you could... Well, perhaps you could imagine it.
I want the boy,
the low man in charge said, but now he sounded thoughtful, perhaps even doubtful.
I want him as a pretty, something to give the king.
I doubt if the Crimson King will thank you for a meaningless pretty if it interferes with his plans, Ted said. There is a gunslinger.
Gunslinger! Ha!
Yet, he and his friends have reached the borderland of Endworld, Ted said. And now, he was the one who sounded thoughtful. If I give you what you want instead of forcing you to take it, I may be able to speed things up by 50 years or more. As you say, I'm a breaker made for it and born to it. There aren't many of us. You need everyone, and most of all, you need me, because I'm the best.
You flatter yourself, and you overestimate your importance to the king.
Do I? I wonder. Until the beams break, the dark tower stands. Surely I don't need to remind you of that. Is one boy worth the risk? Bobby hadn't the slightest idea what Ted was talking about and didn't care. All he knew was that the course of his life was being decided on the sidewalk outside a Bridgeport billiard parlor. He could hear the rustle of the low men's coats. He could smell them. Now that Ted had touched him again, he could feel them even more clearly. That horrible itching behind his eyes had begun again, too. In a weird way, it harmonized with the buzzing in his head. The black specks drifted across his vision, and he was suddenly sure what they meant, what they were for. In Clifford Simak's book, Ring Around the Sun, it was a top that took you off into other worlds. You followed the rising spirals. In truth, Bobby suspected it was the specks that did it. The black specks, they were alive. And they were hungry.